Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. as we are finding out what many have to say about belief in God. Back to our street interviews. Let's wrap that up and, well, let's find out what they have to say. I like finding out what people from different parts of the world, different parts of this country have to say.
Well, I believe in God. I just haven't found any churches that I agree with.
I do believe in God. I believe that he is our creator.
I cannot say that I believe in God, but also that I don't. I think I'm more of a scientific person. I need to see something to believe it, but I don't know. I don't believe in the church, let's say it that way. If I believe in God, yes or no, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And one of the catches there is, she says she has to see something in order to believe it. I'm not really sure what she meant by that. And so that is an intriguing statement. By that, does she mean she needs to see God himself in order to believe that he exists? Or does she simply need to see some activity, some event that she's convinced was orchestrated by God in order to believe that God exists? I don't know.
I don't really believe in God. I think I'm more like a science person, like I'm more in the science than in God. I'm more like agnostic. Maybe there's something I don't really know, and finally I don't really care. It's like I live my life, and as long as I have a good life, it's okay. I'm happy like that.
I live my life, and I live a good life, and I'm happy like that. I live my life. Now, that's one of the keys to recognizing, understanding, coming to terms with how we live. In the final analysis, whose life is it? In the final analysis, I am certainly alive, but did I create myself? And will I have the final say as to how I live throughout eternity? To a great extent, I make the decisions about how I live in this temporary phase of life. But am I the one who is responsible for my existence? Did I bring myself into existence? And if I did not, who did? My father and mother had sexual intercourse. His sperm fertilized an egg, and the egg developed, and here I am. But did they create that process that led to my conception and development and birth and further development? Or did someone else create the process? And if someone else created the process that led to conception, development, birth, further development, would I say that that person is responsible for my existence?
Agnostic. So I'm not sure really if he exists or not, because while there's evidence for God, there's also evidence against. Maybe not evidence, so to speak, but theories, and both theories have equally good points. And that just, it leads me to a confusion.
I do believe in God. Just for the simple fact, in the Bible it shows how things is coming to pass that he predicted like years before, you know. And it shows then, you know, it's just like the air. We feel the air, we get cold, but we don't see it, you know. Just like God, we know he's around, but we don't see it, you know. It's cold right now, you feel the breeze? You can do that, you know what I'm saying? And you know he's there, you know, just like the wind. So that's the main reason I do believe in God. And I got a lot of prayers answered, you know what I'm saying? So that I pray for. So I know he's real.
I believe in God because the earth is a miraculous place. And I don't think that evolution can explain it all. And that our souls are meant to move on after our bodies have withered.
I do believe in the existence of God. I think any time that two people come together and create a new life form, that's confirmation that God does exist, and it's a miracle. Any time a heart begins to beat, or just the fact that there's love in the world.
What do you think? That's from the story of redemption, and they're asking those questions. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Again, it's so important for us to value the fact that believing in God is more than just saying, I'm convinced that he exists. It is about obedience. Remember, the Lord Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commands. And by that, he was talking about a continuing process. If you are continually loving me, you will be continually obeying me. That's believing in God. Loving him so much that we continue to obey him. We keep loving him and we keep obeying him. So as we look, you know, through the survey, we find out what various ones have said. We look at, we listen to the interviews. We need to be asking ourselves, wow, what kind of compliance with God's principles, what kind of obedience do we see in these lives? That's not passing judgment. Again, we know the tree by its fruit. We read the scriptures and we know whether or not policies line up with God's word. Be thinking about it.